This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Good to be back. We were actually doing television with the former under Ronald Reagan ambassador, Alan Keyes, also a former presidential contender and senatorial contender. If you remember right, Alan Keyes was the guy that spanked Barack Hussein Obama back in the early 2000s. So with that said, we've done that. We've been in Pigeon Ridge, Forge, as well as now we're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we're preaching in Maryville and so on and so forth, friends. So we are out here doing the stuff on a very a short notice, let me put it that way. But we are out here, and sometimes that's the best way to do things because you'll see the Lord unfold his plans during that process. But, friends, I want to tell you first and foremost, if you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that. It is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9833. Again, if you want to call in, you can do so, friends. If you want to check us out online, please do so. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over onto our YouTube page on Sons of Liberty Media, and you can watch us live now or beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. And we would love to hear from you, by the way, and we'd love to see you on live chat as well. So that is the phone number as well as the YouTube. Jump in live chat, and we can see you and your comments, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, as advertised, friends, just recently, Tom Fitton's Judicial Watch, a very well-respected outlet, very well-known. You probably, if you watch Fox News, which is no better than in many cases what you call the left, you'll probably see Tom on there quite a bit. If you follow him on Twitter, you can see that he is out there doing his best to establish justice and judgment that way that we are, Psalm 89. And again, with that said, friends, understand that it was the Judicial Watch report that came out recently and told us that Trump, Donald Trump, is aiding and abetting terrorist Muslim organizations times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into organizations. Here's a direct quote from Judicial Watch. This is what they reported. The Trump administration is dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than the Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually. Now, this is what we're going to be talking about in a couple minutes. Now, I want to tell you, friends, you need to keep in mind, well, Donald Trump is out there again. He is a deceiver of deceivers in a major, major way. And I'm telling you by, again, showing you the fruit of his administration. He is, just the other day, telling his worshipers how there's 100 miles of this wall that's going up on the southern borders. But what the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled media, you know, the mainstream media that is giving Donald Trump all the airtime and everything that he needs from them in promoting the agenda and advocating and pushing forward this globalist agenda. It's interesting how that works, isn't it, friends? You say anything contrary to Donald Trump, I'll tell you it's fake news. But when you expose Donald Trump, again, it's fake news. But the mainstream media is there giving him cover every step of the way. So you understand that they are craftily, friends, and cunningly pushing forth this agenda by sidewinding or diverting or distracting Donald Trump's followers. Because at the same time that Donald Trump is pouring on his followers deception concerning the southern border and the 100 miles of this border wall that's to go up, it's interesting, behind and during the same time, behind closed doors, you have the likes of the Judicial Watch reporting that the Trump administration is spending tens of millions of dollars into Muslim organizations in America. Now, people don't figure that out, and they haven't figured it out. It's also interesting to note that Donald Trump has promised to, just to bring about another point concerning his deceptive measures. It's interesting to note that how he has continuously shared with his followers how the GDP is up and the jobs are there, as if to suggest that's his job constitutionally, which it's not. He's talking about the economy and how well it's doing. But friends, did you know, while he's telling his followers that the economy is much better than it used to be, did you know that the United States deficit has risen 26%? To that of over $1 trillion in 2019? Are you starting to catch on, friends, that the opposite of what this administration and this deceiver is sharing with his followers is exactly the truth? Friends, it's just like this. It's the opposite of the truth. It's just like when he goes to see those 650,000 American Christians, amen, that are protesting the murder of the unborn. He gets up along with creepy Mike Spence, and they tell you how he is the most pro-life president since the inception of the United States of America, only to find out, friends, that the money that goes to the likes of Planned Parenthood has actually increased. It has not decreased. And now you're told, again, by this administration, how he's defunding Planned Parenthood. Friends, he's not defunding, he's increasing funding into these organizations. And this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning the deceptive measures of this current administration. Why? Because like Donald Trump said, he could shoot someone on one of the streets in New York and he wouldn't lose a voter. He knows how stupid his followers are. He knows how ignorant they are. He knows that they're going to believe every single thing that they say. And I want to tell you something, friends. When I go through this article today concerning what Judicial Watch just reported and that of Donald Trump aiding and abetting terror and the Muslim organizations times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into them, I'm going to give you quotes, friends, from his followers as to how they have attacked me for telling the truth. These people don't want to see the truth, friends. They don't want nothing to do with the truth, because what they want to do is they want to live their own selfish little lives, and they want Donald Trump to do the fighting that God has commanded them to do. They want Donald Trump to do for them. And the fact of the matter is, the person that's doing what they think is not doing what he promised. He's doing the opposite. He is not making America great again. He is destroying America systematically, little by little by little by little. And I'm going to do my best today to prove just that. We're talking about Judicial Watch. We're also going to be talking about another article, American Islamism.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The day before that, and we got a lot of stuff to do, and we're holding off on hopefully a high school assembly here. We'll see what happens in the next day or two, but we're always making the most of our time and opportunities that are given unto us. So again, I want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. There's a report out by the Middle East Forum. It's called, the headline goes as follows, it's by Sam Westrope, American Islamism Flourishes Under Donald Trump. Now listen to what they reported. On the campaign trail, presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke clearly and forcefully of the threat poised by the radical Islam. We've been hearing this for almost 20 years in this country. Now, during a speech in Youngstown, Ohio in August 2016, the presidential candidate said that defeating Islam would require a battle against underlying ideas. Donald Trump said, we must also speak out forcefully against the hateful ideology that provides the breeding ground for violence and terrorism to grow. Okay? He went on to say he pledged that one of the first acts as president that he would be there to establish a commission on radical Islam. Listen carefully. Which will include reformist voices in the established Muslim community. Unequivocally, he articulated, if you want to call it that, a mission to ensure that support networks for radical Islam in this country would be stripped out and removed one by one. 3 years later, okay, that's what Donald Trump said. 3 years later, okay, there is still no commission on radical Islam, despite a detailed proposal from the Middle East Forum about how it might look. Nor has any other body been established to tackle the problem of domestic terrorism Is the government working to tackle Islam quietly behind the scenes, or has this administration failed to provide the clear and forceful response that it has promised? I'm interjecting this. As I've noted, since day one, what Donald Trump says and what Donald Trump does are two different stories. It goes on in this report. In the early months of 2017, hints of change were in the air. The Department of Homeland Security, acronym DHS, Countering Violence Extremism, CVE, the program was mostly shut down with several grants initially issued under the Obama administration canceled or returned because Islamist groups had been deeply involved. This is important. But the effective closure of the CVE program quickly proved to have been an exception. As early as August 2017, just 7 months into Donald Trump's presidency, presidential advisor Sebastian Gorka, remember that guy, who wrote the Youngstown speech, was pushed out of the administration. Explaining his departure, Gorka claimed that the forces within the White House had removed any mention of radical Islam or radical Islamic terrorism from the president's first national security address, that he and others concerned with radical Islam had been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. This is what's happening in this administration. We were told recently, again, countering what he's telling his idiotic followers that refuse to see the truth for what it is concerning the fruit that's in and hanging on the corrupt branches of this current administration. He is telling us that NAFTA is a bad deal, but the USMCA is a better deal. What most did not know, as Trump is telling his idiotic followers and his worshipers, because that's what they are, friends, and you're going to find out what I'm talking about in just a couple minutes here. What you're going to find out, again, friends, while he was telling them about the border wall going up on the southern border, he initiated and proposed and signed something called the USMCA, which removes the borders from that of the northern border and the southern border, making thus one continent, giving power to intervene on the behalf of the United Nations. Okay? Now, again, I want you to think about this. Well, we were told and we're being told that he's there to protect the families by the false prophets of the day, which are all around in America, rest assured. Keep in mind, friends, that Betsy DeVos, from Michigan, his Secretary of Education, also handed over the young people in the United States of America over to that of the UN global illegal curriculum concerning what is taking place in the United States, throwing it upon our young people concerning that UN, United Nations illegal unconstitutional curriculum. Okay? What he says and what he is doing are two different stories. Going a little bit fast forward here. When you go to Judicial Watch, oh, and by the way, I need you to understand this, friends, that, you know, for all those hardliners that are telling you the truth, like that of Alex Jones and like that of Rush Limbaugh and like that of others that are called conservatives. You're not going to hear this from the professed conservatives or Christians today, friends, because there's too many effeminate capitulators in that body, and it's not the church and it's not Christianity. But I want you to think of this, because what I noticed is that not one of these truthers, not one of these hardline conservatives was willing to tell you what I have been blowing concerning the information on the United States of America as well as into 53 countries. Not a one of them had the internal fortitude to tell you what myself and this other organization, friends, this outlet called the Middle East Forum, along with Judicial Watch, is telling you today. Not a one of them. Not one of them, and they call themselves truthers. They call themselves the hardballers. They call themselves the most censored outlets in America because they're the ones telling you the truth while everybody else is lying to you. Well, guess what? Through omission, they're not telling you neither. Why are they not highlighting the fact that Donald Trump is aiding and abetting terrorists in the United States of America by taking and reallocating Americans and their tax dollars into these organizations that mean to destroy we the people. And again, for the record, I'm highlighting the enemies that mean to come into America to destroy us. Why is Donald Trump funding these organizations? Quote, unquote, Judicial Watch reports, the Trump administration is dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than the Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually. Friends, I didn't say it, but I knew it. See, what happens here is we say it, and then it comes to pass, and then we say, there it is, right there. It's the prophetic ministry. We're led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And if you want to sit there and talk about your Christianity, then you better get in the Word. I want you to hear this before we get into the pith and marrow of our topic today. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 13, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, then giveth ye a sign or wonder. And the sign or the wonder come to pass, wherefore he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods. Okay? In this country, remember, putting it off in contrast to what you see today, our forefathers were flying the flag such as no king but King Jesus and that of appeal to heaven. Today, it's their favorite politician. That's the flag, that's the hat, and that's the t-shirts they all have on because of who they serve. The Bible tells me that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. These hypocrites that are following Donald Trump that have the audacity to call themselves Christians, notice what they have on their head. Notice what they have on their bodies. They have shirts on. They have hats on saying, let's make America great again. Apparently, the best way to make America great again is to lie to the people that you're to represent, to steal their money and to fund those organizations and those people that mean to conquer, that mean to kill the infidel within. Bradley, that's a little extreme. Oh, is it? Is this not the same government in America that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb? Are you kidding me? And before you want to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel and stick both your feet in your mouth, think about what you say before you do it. Because you're in the same country that I am, America. You're in the same country that I'm in. And the bottom line is what I'm telling you today in America, no one else has the internal fortitude because they want to trust in the arm of the flesh and they wonder why things keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse. They're reaping the curse. Why? Because they're not seeking the face of God. They're seeking the worship of a man that's lying to them 24/7. 24/7. Friends, this is some serious stuff going on in the United States of America. And it's for you to take heed to what's actually going by judging the fruit on the branches rather than what this lying narcissist continuously tells us. Because he is a liar and he's a bold-faced liar. And I'm telling you what, friends, you need to start judging his fruit for your own sake.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes are continuing to be cast in the New Hampshire primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in the state. Instead, he's on his way to South Carolina. Jerry King is an undecided voter. She reacts to the news of Biden leaving the state.
I hope he explains the reason that he did it. I can't even begin to guess why that is. I'm sure people on his campaign are disappointed that he won't be here, but I think we...
He's going to get votes in other states. That's what the statement is.
And apparently that was his choice. That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in New Hampshire a lot. I've seen him several times here.
King speaking there on Fox News. Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says one word describes a president's budget.
This is a heartless budget.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about right now Judicial Watch report on Trump aiding and abetting terror-type Muslim organizations times three in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into these organizations that mean to take us down, like that of Terror-type Care. This is what Judicial Watch reported, friends, and I thank God that they did. You know what people are being distracted with right now? If you can see me right now on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or Before It's News, you can see a big picture of Biden, who has absolutely zero support from the American people, as one of the clowns in the circus of politics to keep his Donald Trump's followers entertained. But it's a picture of New Hampshire. Vote today could be pivotal. This is what I got in the hotel today. Hey, friends, or the other one is Pete Buttigieg, and Donald Trump's followers are afraid of Pete Buttigieg. Hey, folks, you got to understand something. Every one of the candidates that the CIA control media concerning the clowns in the circus of politics, these actors, you need to understand that they're all plants. They're all hand-picked options for you to choose from. I need to say this, and you need to understand this. There are over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America today, and you haven't heard of one of them except the ones that they want you to take note of. Don't you understand the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? Donald Trump just got done telling the American people, I'm going to win in 2020. I mean, folks, I'll tell you this. If you ever thought anybody that would dare support Barack Hussein Obama, if you didn't think it could get any lower than that concerning people's IQs, look at Donald Trump's followers. And that's not far-fetched in any sense of the word. He's unpresidential. He speaks unconstitutionally. He sits there and fuels the fire just like a pro wrestler would in WWE. And the American people, namely his followers, they just fall right in pursuit. And they think, oh, my goodness, look at all these people that are running for the president. You know, we want Donald again. They don't realize that they sent those people up because they already knew the people didn't like him in the first place. You want to know why? Because what they want to do is they want to put a good guy in there, sell him out to you as the good guy, to do to you what you thought the left was going to do to you, as you call them, as you've been conditioned to believe that there is a left, Donald Trump is doing to you. Hey, friends, listen carefully. Donald Trump is funding Muslim organizations in America times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Don't tell me that this is not all pre-planned, because it is. Because it is. You know, one thing that I have found today in America is the understanding of how deceived people can and will become when turning from the Lord. It tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 4. Those that forsake God's law, they praise the wicked. It's exactly what's happening. They've forsaken God, and they're praising the wicked. When you look to history, you have to ask yourself how it was that a man like that of Benito Mussolini or any other dictator wannabe could have ever become the worship of men. How is it that men are so ignorant to actually worship a guy like that? I'm talking about Benito Mussolini. I mean, insecure, arrogant, deceptive, cunning, crafty. I mean, this is their father, the devil. Read John 8:44, as well as going back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 14:12-15. I mean, that's what Benito Mussolini was, friends. He was insecure. Does this sound familiar in the present? He was arrogant. Does this sound familiar in the present? He was deceptive. Does this sound familiar, friends, in the present? Cunning and crafty. Friends, all crafty, all of which we have been warned by Scripture to beware of. It tells us in Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of what? The sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. I mean, what does history teach us concerning the dictators like that of a Mussolini of the past? I mean, the people in the prospective country refused to repent, Acts 20, verse 21. They gave themselves over again to the likes of a Mussolini and his lies, and at short length learned the lesson that, after the fact, they should have taken heed to the Lord before giving themselves over to a Mussolini to have their country and their lives destroyed. Isn't that right? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. On January 20th, 2020, I received a post from a well-respected and credible outlet, Judicial Watch, which reported on another act of treason, and treason it is, concerning the administration of Donald Trump. Read Matthew 7:16 and on. Also read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Again, the headlines and the content reads, friends, the amount of American taxpayer dollars that goes to Islamic organizations has drastically increased under Trump administration, reported Judicial Watch, which has doled out millions to radical nonprofits, including a recent allocation to a terrorist front group named as an unindicted co-conspiracy or conspirator in a terrorism financing trial. Between 2017 and 18, the United States government more than tripled its funding to organizations either influenced or controlled by Islamist activists for $8 million to $13.5 million of your tax. Friends, you're funding your own demise. You're funding your own demise, and you're letting the man that many are worshiping today reallocate to these organizations that mean to bring you to that demise. The Philadelphia-based nonprofit Middle Eastern Forum, MEF, reviewed millions of dollars in the government grant data and found that the Trump administration is dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than that of Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually, and a big chunk of the money, around $8.7 million. Why is your government funding those that mean to destroy you? Make the link between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler, Daddy Bush, Grandpa Bush, not in that order, and Young Bush. Take that and put it in parallel as to what Adolf Hitler did. Then he took on the Muslims as mercenaries to do the killing for them. What's happening in America today, friends? It's judgment again. What's happening? Exactly that. Exactly verbatim, line upon line. And what was the Third Reich? Adolf Hitler wanted a new world order. What did Prescott Bush want? Well, he was indicted in 1942, for those that know, and he was actually funding Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Just think about the 450,000 boys that were fighting against Adolf Hitler, while a senator back in their own country is actually funding Adolf Hitler. That's the Bushes, friends. That's the Bushes. That's a fact, friends. That's not speculation. That's not a theory. That's a fact. That is a fact. Other radical groups whose coffers have been filled by the Trump administration include Islamic Relief, $800,000, which is closely tied to the Muslim Brotherhood and has been designated as a terror financing organization by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The Islamic Institute of Knowledge, which is linked to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Iranian regime, has received $780,000 from the United States of America. The Muslim American Society, identified by MEF as the Muslim Brotherhood's leading activist organization in the United States, got $160,000 under the Trump administration. The group's Philadelphia branch recently broadcast a disturbing video of kids at the center singing about chopping off the heads of the Jewish people in America. Hey, friends, you can't make this up. Just a few months ago, reported Judicial Watch, another $100,000 went to the Council on American Islamic Relations. This explains why Ilhan Omar is still there. This explains why Keith Ellison is still there. This explains why Rashida Tlaib is still there. This is why the Muslims are encouraged to take office equivalent to 5,000 they are projecting right now into public office in the United States of America. No wonder why they're encouraged. They're being paid to do the things that they're doing, friends, from the Trump administration. Terror is a terrorist front group that was named as a co-conspirator in a federal terror-tied finance case involving Hamas front group Holy Land Foundation. By the way, when it went to the United States Supreme Court, they said that they wouldn't hear the case. You're being set up, America. Americans, you are being set up by a bunch of traitors that have sold you out with a kiss, and that big kiss coming from yours truly, Donald Trump. Okay? And I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm not blaming the Supreme Court. I'm blaming the American people for not taking action lawfully. There's people on live chat right now talking about a war is long overdue. We're not looking for war. We're looking for reformation. And it can be done when you have 325.7 million people. You can lawfully deal with those that are corrupting your system. Can you not? Oh, but you know, they'll take those people out and they'll kill these people. You know what? 325 of them doing the right thing at the right time together in unity? Give me a break. And just think about it. 86% of you Christians, the Lord commanded you to do what you leave undone. And so therefore, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. Folks, listen to what's happening here. The Trump administration seems to have maintained a cozy relationship with CARE. This is Judicial Watch reporting this. Recently joining forces with the group by suing a Michigan suburb for rejecting a Muslim organization's zoning request to construct a mosque within city limits. Which, by the way, mosques are up to 3,000 in the United States of America from that of 2,100 after September 11th. There's a 74% increase of mosques in the United States. Who's paying for it? You are. You are, America. And keep in mind, 68% of the Muslims that are coming into the United States of America today, 68% of them prefer Sharia law over American law. Folks, you're a bunch of sitting ducks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighting articles right now written by Judicial Watch and that of the Middle Easter Forum, which I found to be the lone faithfuls to the people in this country, sharing the information that Trump is aiding and abetting terrorized Muslim organizations three times of that of Barack Hussein Obama in the United States of America. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this, friends, because I want you to listen carefully. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, and you can call in at any time. One more segment. We got some wise guys on live chat right now that want to set me straight. The line's wide open for you, brother. Go ahead and give us a call. Wanted to let you know what Donald Trump followers have to say about people like me and Judicial Watch and this other outlet, the Middle Easter Forum, that are actually willing to tell them what the other capitulators and cowards in the press won't. And I'm not even going to talk about the pulpits because the pulpits are responsible for what we're dealing with today. Okay? So what I did is after I posted this article from Judicial Watch, by the way, I want to let you know what this president has in fact done is committed the act of treason on so many fronts, friends, against the American people. And if you want to see the law, go to Law Cornell. It's code 8-1324. It's federal law. It's a felony. And also go to the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, as well, friends. Okay? And you'll understand when you have a president funding your enemies within, if that isn't the definition of treason, then there isn't one. Now listen to this. This is the response of the people after I posted the article from Judicial Watch, okay? This is all from Donald Trump worshipers. By the way, read Daniel 3, 1 through 3. These are the comments I received for telling them the opposite of what Donald Trump is telling them, okay? fake news. It's fake news. Hey, friends, to tell the truth concerning the crimes of this administration, Donald Trump's followers have taken on the mind of Donald Trump. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, man. But that's exactly what's happening here. Okay? Fake news. Why do you hate Trump? This is what they're saying to me. Why do I hate Trump? Having a bad night? Yikes, said one. After I posted this Judicial Watch showing that Trump is aiding and abetting and funneling money into these organizations in America, one of them said, liar, this is a bunch of BS. One guy said, somebody better let Trump know what's happening under his nose. I responded with, Trump signed off on the funding. I mean, let's try to find somebody like the deep state. I mean, let's suggest that there's really a deep state. Who is the deep state? The deep state is not doing what it does without your favorite politicians doing it for them. So much for the deep state. Really what it is, it's a diversion in hopes that you can blame the deep state for what Donald Trump is in fact doing, for the record. Okay? Here's another one coming from one of Donald Trump's worshipers. How about this one? Trump probably has no clue. Donald Trump has no clue that he's funneling millions of dollars into these Muslim organizations. Wow. But really, wasn't it Donald that put his signature to it? Yeah, by the way, it was. Trump probably has no clue, and the deep states surrounding him are loading up their cronies. Wait a second. We just heard from Sebastian Gorka concerning the first article, friends, that Donald Trump, when he got into office, the first thing they did is kick everybody out that was there to protect the American people. Sebastian Gorka said this. Middle Eastern Forum. American Islamism flourishes under Trump. That's the name of the article. Go do your due diligence to understand for yourself. Hey, folks, I want you to think of this. And this is just the tip of the iceberg coming from Trump worshipers. They refuse to see him for who he is. Because they don't want to, have to take responsibility and deal with it. They would rather have it fall to their kids and their grandkids. The worst of men. I want you to think of this. Not one time did I get someone to call into question the very one that is responsible for deceiving them. Not one time did one of his worshipers actually question Donald Trump. Nope, they were shooting the messenger. Kill the messenger. You're a liar. Don't tell us what we don't want to hear. And again, friends, you can't make this up. Not one time did I get someone to call into question the very one that's responsible for deceiving them. Not one. Man, I want to tell you what. You want to talk about the mystery of iniquity? It's at work today. But in this country, there's no excuse as to why it is overwhelming the people in this country. You know, I want you to listen carefully. According to these people, to question Donald Trump for his lies, compromises, and flat-out acts of treason against the people is considered fake news. Now do you see what they have been building up, friends, for the last how many years under Donald Trump's criminal administration? Do you see how this has been working? He's reconditioning the people that don't know the difference. He's reconditioning and conditioning, friends, those that have not taken the time to know the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution that would expose him in a half a second if they took the time to do so. Whoa! I want you to listen carefully. This is the Word of the Lord. This is applicable to today. Mark his words. This is the judge's word. Amos 6:3. You that put away far the evil day, as if to suggest what I'm telling you is a lie and Donald Trump the truth, you cause the seat of violence to come near. You can go ahead and do your best to excuse away the truth of what I'm telling you, but it doesn't excuse away, nor does it negate the fact that God is doing it this very moment to the very people that refuse to deal with the issues at hand. Friends, this is how history repeats itself. I wonder, by giving millions to Muslims that mean to conquer America, again, keep in mind, 68% of Muslim migrants prefer Sharia law over American law that are coming into America today. every one of them need to be exported if they are not here to assimilate. Make that clear in your hearing. If they're not here to assimilate, they must be deported. Just look at that of Mr. Truman, Harry Truman. The buck stops here. Back in the 50s, friends, he had Operation Wetback. He took all the Mexican people that were here illegally. He rounded them up, and he exported them out of America. Now, just think about this in the present day, like that of Donald Trump and Barack Hussein Obama and George Bush, friends. And it all started with the Clintons and the Bushes, friends. Just keep in mind, now the new norm is they just lie to the people by telling them what they want to hear, when in fact what they do is they actually they open the floodgates to those that mean to destroy the country. And I guess that's the new norm. And apparently to his followers, again, this is how you make America great again. This is how you make America great again. Let me ask you something, friends, as to where we're at today. Donald Trump, reverting back to this, just got done saying that he will be the president in 2020. Did I not tell you that this impeachment process would come to nothing? Did I not tell you that it would come to nothing right on cue? And within probably 4 to 5 days, all of a sudden the American people are going to be caught up onto something else like the coronavirus. Whoa, there's a crisis at every need and at every turn, isn't there? Yep. Keep the American people caught up with the crisis. Constantly and continuously. Keep them distracted from what your government is doing. That's the objective. Is that not what they're doing today? Have they not created political opposition just like the WWE by poisoning them against Donald Trump? Which, by the way, keep in mind, not a one of the people that were presented to the people were legitimate candidates, not a one. Do you suggest to me that somehow or another that the powers that be didn't know exactly what they were doing? Oh, you better know what they were doing, because you need to keep in mind, just like that of Mr. Roosevelt back in the 30s, presidents, friends, are selected. They're not elected. I want you to think about this at the end of the show. There are over 200 different people running for the presidency of the United States of America today. What have you set your eyes upon over the last 3 years? All the charades, the games, the shows, the acts that the clowns in the circus of politics have put on for the American people. You know, it's interesting, friends. Bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. I took a picture of all of his political opposition, Donald Trump's, just to show people on live feeds exactly how the game is being played out, how the show is being played out, how they're being duped by ill-designing men. And it's a picture of him and that of Nancy Pelosi, you know, his arch enemy, with a big, huge smile. They're best of friends behind closed doors, just like pro wrestlers are. Right? It's a picture of Barack and Donald Trump, man, smiling like they are brothers. They're the best of friends. I thought they were arch enemies. Got a picture of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, man. I thought they were arch enemies. And now a brand new one of him and Mitt Romney. I thought they were arch enemies.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.